Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we play music from The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. But first, we go to New York City to check out a new off-Broadway play. Kung Fu is the name of a new play about America's most famous martial artist, the late actor Bruce Lee. Playwright David Henry Wong centered his work on Lee's young adulthood. Marcia James tells us more about the play at the Signature Theater.
Bruce Lee became an actor as a young child. He also studied dance and the Chinese fighting style, Kung Fu, while growing up in Hong Kong. He was an expert in both by his teen years. At that time, he returned to the United States, the country of his birth. Lee worked as a dance and kung fu teacher in Seattle, Washington, during college. Playwright David Henry Wong represents that period of Bruce Lee's life in his play, Kung Fu. Mr. Wong says he first tried to write the play as a musical, but he says dance pieces worked better than songs in the story.
It's got 17 dance numbers, a lot of fighting, and this is something that really I don't think has been done before, at least in America, which is to create what I'm calling a dancical, a show which is a combination of drama and dance.
Mr. Wong is best known for his plays M. Butterfly and Golden Child. Like those works, Kung Fu is concerned with questions of Asian American identity and prejudice. As a young actor in Hollywood, Bruce Lee found himself offered only small, racially predictable parts. Wong represents these experiences in a scene where Lee talks to a television producer. The producer wants him to play Kato in the superhero series The Green Hornet.
Every time I see that bowing, scraping Chinaman with that long pigtail, I want to smash the TV.
I agree. The way Oriental people are portrayed by Hollywood, villains, enemy soldiers, comic relief, it makes me sick. My project. You would play a completely different kind of character.
The hero.
Well, he works with the hero. And he's a hero, too.
Kato, of course, was not the hero, but the assistant to the hero, the Green Hornet. Kato is a martial artist in the series and the part made Lee famous in the U.S. and Hong Kong. But David Henry Wong says Bruce Lee still did not receive offers for lead actor roles.
As talented and as amazing as he was, wasn't able to break the glass ceiling in American entertainment. And a lot of the second act of the play is about his struggles trying to get work as an actor in America. And at the end of the show, he finally realizes that it's not going to happen for him in America, and he decides to go back to Hong Kong, where he will eventually make the pictures that establish him as the star that we know today.
The play ends before Lee gains stardom in the martial arts action movies that he filmed in Hong Kong in 1971 and 1972. Bruce Lee died of a brain swelling the following year at the age of 32. His first big Hollywood film, Enter the Dragon, was released a short time after. Some critics say Kung Fu is not an exciting drama, but almost all have praised its dance sequences.
Bruce Springsteen lovers are enjoying High Hopes, his 18th studio album. On the new release, old favorites are given new touches. and some formerly unreleased recordings finally can be heard. Mario Ritter plays some of the songs for us.
Bruce Springsteen fans will recognize the album's title track from the live version performed in the 1996 film Blood Brothers. The movie was a documentary of the singer's reunion with the E Street Band. The new studio recording of High Hopes is a much fuller version of the song. It includes horns and background singers. Tom Morello of the group Rage Against the Machine also performs on the song.
Monday morning runs, Sunday night screaming, slow me down before the New Year dies. Well, it won't take much to kill a loving smile, and every mother with a baby crying in her arms singing, give me help, give me strength, give a soul a night to fall asleep. Give me love, give me peace. Don't you know these days you pay for everything?
Tom Morello played guitar during Springsteen's recent shows in Australia and worked well with the group. In his liner notes to the album, Springsteen praised Morello for pushing the rest of this project to another level. Morello's guitar work can be heard on 8 of the 12 songs. He also sings with Springsteen on The Ghost of Tom Joad.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, gone someplace with no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to New World Order. Family sleeping in the cars in the Southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway's alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Critics are mixed in their opinion of High Hopes. Some say the album is not as decisive as some of Springsteen's project albums. Project albums are records with songs based on a single theme or sound. But Springsteen says he meant High Hopes to be a collection of what he calls songs that deserved a home and a hearing. Down in the Hole is an example. Springsteen wrote this haunting song for his 2002 album, The Rising. But the artist said he left it off because he did not think it fit in with the other songs.
Song comes every morning, but it ain't no friend. I get dressed and I go back again. Rain keeps on falling on twisted bones and dirt. I'm buried to my heart here in this hood. Fire keeps on burning. You're waiting in the cold. Down the hole. Dark and bloody autumn pierces my heart. The memory of your kiss tears me apart. The sky above is turning, the world below's gone gray. I thought that I could turn and walk away. The
fire keeps on burning, and I'm working in the cold down the hole.
Danny Federici played organ on Down in the Hole. The longtime E Street band member died in 2008. You can also hear Clarence Clemens. The E Street Band saxophonist died in 2011. Clemens can be heard on the song Harry's Place. It was also cut from the final version of The Rising. A few years ago, there were reports that Bruce Springsteen was working on a gospel record. Heaven's Wall sounds like it may have started as part of the reported project, but it has found a home on High Hopes.